proclamation number 2877 dated the September 10th, 1943. The working of the spirit. Guarantee for pure truth. All efforts on this side to penetrate the depth of divine wisdom can only be successful if the spirit within the human being has come alive and thus can accept the spiritual transmissions from the beyond. If, through loving activity, the human being's soul develops the ability to hear the inner voice of the spirit, which then would like to convey the received messages to the soul. For only then can pure truth be conveyed to a person, because the spirit in the human being cannot err as it is part of the divine spirit. The human being has to muster the will to silently listen within. He must make an effort to keep all external impressions at bay and lend his ear to the spirit in a completely conscious state. He must try to prevent himself from becoming weak and falling into a state in which he can be taken over by an unknown will, even though it does not exclude the possibility that the unknown will is good and belongs to a being which likewise would like to impart the truth to the person. In a few cases, these spiritual beings are indeed under control so that nothing but pure truth can be transferred. However, the human being as such is not capable of checking as long he himself is unable to hear the voice of the spirit, which also expresses itself mentally to the human being. But at all times he should strive to attain a state in which he can hear the voice of the spirit such that it can be repeated word for word, that it can be heard in a completely conscious state and also be conveyed to fellow human beings. This is the working of the Spirit which God promised to His own. He promised to stay with them in the Word, and the Word must come forth from Him directly, it must originate from Him, even if it is transmitted to earth by His messengers. Then it will incorporate profound wisdom, it will be the pure truth which can never be infringed upon, which can never be refuted. Because the inwardly heard voice of the Spirit cannot be drowned out by any other means. To receive the inner word in a conscious state by using one's own free will is the only guarantee for the pure and unadulterated truth. Anyone who hears this word is in heartfelt union with God, who is truth himself and thus must also be the giver of truth. Consequently, all spiritual results must concur with this divine word which is the obvious manifestation of the spirit which works in and through a person and through this person also reveals itself to a fellow human being. And he, in turn, will be able to examine the truth of the spiritual gifts if he, through a life of unselfish neighborly love, has awakened his spiritual spark and thus recognizes that the offered gifts are true. Wisdom and truth can only ever be present where the Spirit of God is working in a person, and therefore a value has to be attached to such proclamations which only divine transmissions can lay claim to. God Himself is speaking to people, and His word is truth. Amen.